and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen, yeah. And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
How'd you hit, Crevo? A couple of G&Ts last night, I noticed.
Yeah, I had a beer and then a bit of your fruit tingle.
Yes.
And a glass of wine.
Oh, nice. So I not, had more than that.
No, I didn't have too much because I was designated driver.
Oh, you were, yes. We went to our Honeysuckle Hotel last night for a bit of a team dinner for Crevo's on Clyde Street.
Yeah. Impromptu Christmas party.
Thank you for shouting dinner, by the way.
Oh, well, my pleasure. It. The company thanks you.
Yes. Oh, the company thanks you. Let me tell you, I had a steak for the first time in forever.
That was pretty good, actually.
Not too bad.
Good juicy steak.
Yep.
Good chips, etc.
I learned something new about my boyfriend that night too, because I didn't know he liked seafood. I'm like, oh, there you go.
Yeah. That will lead you perhaps into an exploration to other seafoods.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'm not really a seafood person.
But you've been discovering,
yes,
that you do like certain things along
slowly
the way.
But surely, this year in particular.
A year of discovery for you,
exactly.
Meg.
Exactly. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Now, did you have a couple of cocktails last night?
Nope.
No?
Should have.
Do it tonight.
Yeah. The weekend's almost here.
Yeah. You coming to the work Christmas party?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, the boss has a habit every time I go to a work Christmas party or a survey party or whatever. He always goes to the bar and gets me cocktails. I'm like, stop trying to get me wasted. You know what happened.
It doesn't take
a
lot.
It's a mess.
Stop.
It should be. Yeah.
What's your go-to cocktail, Jess?
I don't mind a whiskey sour.
This
doesn't surprise me. I don't know why.
Reporters are always known for having
yes,
whiskey. Isn't
maybe it? Maybe it's the journalist thing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There, like, love I imagine whiskey. It whiskey on the rocks, though.
So. All that. Either one.
See, you are a reporter at heart. I knew it.
I'm the sucker if it's a work party and they're paying for the booze. I get the most expensive drink.
Oh, definitely.
Which is
whatever's possible.
Which is normally a cosmopolitan.
That's your favourite.
Which is bugger all in it, but for some reason it's $25.
Doesn't ridiculous. Make any sense, does it?
No. Jess, can you investigate that for us?
I'll look into it.
Very good. Journalism happening
exactly.
Right before our very eyes.
Right, the investigation happening soon. Hey, we'll do a first five catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Oh, so Jess, it seems like with the varroa mite, there's a bigger zone now they have to do some eradication on, yeah?
Yeah, so over the last couple of weeks, there have been several new properties where varroa mite has been detected, but it hasn't been in the red eradication zone that biosecurity teams set up. It's been outside of that in what they call the purple zone. So
yeah.
Now the red zone has had to be expanded and anything in the red zone, unfortunately, has to be eradicated. So there was one property at Tumbiumby on the Central Coast yesterday and another one at Mulbring near Cessnock. So these two areas were in that purple zone. So the red zone has to be expanded now, unfortunately. So
those poor buggers, right before Christmas as well.
Yeah.
They do honey for like markets and all that kind of stuff. It's just ruined.
Yeah,
and
poor
buggers.
It's just so difficult, but this varroa mite just goes to show it's not going to be, you know, once we...
Quick fix.
Yeah, it's going to be over time. Eventually, we won't find any and it'll be totally eradicated, but
good.
It's going to take so long.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be a long process. Well,
fingers crossed I can get it under control ASAP. Hey, Albo's really trying to push for this coal cap, yeah?
Yeah, so energy prices are going up and up. I don't know what your bills look like. Mine didn't seem to change too much, but a lot of people's have. So the government's trying to put together a plan to bring down electricity bills. So tomorrow Albo is taking to National Cabinet, putting a cap on gas, but also one on coal price. Now, he is going to put the cap on gas himself,
yep.
But he's expecting the states to enact the plan to put a cap on coal price. So
it's going to be like half the price of at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So New South Wales and Queensland in particular have voiced their concerns. They're against it because it's going to mean a lot less royalties going through to the state government, which means less money to spend on projects and all of those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So they're not happy at all. We have a Raring Power Station at Lake Macquarie. They could feel the impacts as well. They don't have any contracts for coal below that cap. So it's going to have flow-on effects. The New South South Wales Minerals Council is very much against it. They say, you know, it's going to affect everything down the track, and they've released some research overnight showing from some experts that perhaps we won't see an impact on our actual electricity bill for a couple of years, even putting this into place. So it's not a quick fix.
Well, because they'll be going through their reserves and all that kind of stuff first before they get to the cheaper coal.
That's it, yeah.
So it's not an immediate fix at all.
No.
They need to go directly to the power companies, I think. That's the only way you're really going to solve anything at this point.
Yeah.
If you want a quick fix,
quick fix, which is what they're trying to aim for, which is not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, one day. One day they'll work it out. Who knows?
Good luck.
Yeah, we'll do another catch-up with Jess.
Politicians, eh?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
So I was out and about yesterday, Crevo, doing a lot of running around. We've got Not So Silent Night tonight.
Yes, this will be good.
And I was trying to find things, certain costumes, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you were ringing me yesterday.
Yes. Yeah,
so do you want this and that? What do we need? What will this work for me?
Exactly. And I think I've settled on just a Santa hat for you.
Yes, perfect.
I think it was like a whopping $3.
Excellent.
But the thing is, yesterday we were talking when we were playing 5 in 10 about fuel, right?
Yeah.
And how I can't stand being on the fuel light. I've never been on the fuel light in that car. I want to send you a photo right now.
Okay.
Now, I want you to explain what you think my anxiety levels were like when I saw this.
All right. Photo incoming.
Now, I've just sent you the photo. It's coming through now because our Wi-Fi is very dodgy.
All I see is a blank square at this point. It's loading. Oh, you've got the fuel light on.
No. Look how many kilometres I had left.
Oh, 4 kilometres.
4 kilometres.
Now, okay, here's what I would think if that came up.
Mm.
Is once you do the four, there's probably a little bit more.
This is the thing. I was adamant I could get to Boolaroo because I had to go to...
You wanted to get to Costco, was it?
Well, I had to go to the costume shop anyway at Boolaroo, and Costco fuel was 30 cents a litre cheaper. And I'm sitting there, and I told you how much anxiety goes through my body when I've got a quarter of a tank. I got down to 4 kilometres in the tank.
How are you feeling at that
point? I hated myself.
Because, okay, here's one thing I have learnt. As a person that usually is on the fuel light.
Yeah.
I'm always on the fuel light. Probably once a week, I reckon. Yeah. So see how your needle is touching the last line?
Yeah.
There's actually a fair bit of give between the last line and the bottom. You can go, like, under the last line.
Now...
What we should do as a fun experiment on the show is drive and see what... Try and get you to get the needle under the last line.
Yes. Well, we can give it a go one day.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was sitting with my boyfriend last night in the car.
Yeah.
And I told him this and I showed him the photo and he's like... How could you do that? I don't want you sitting on the side of the road without fuel, blah, 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 blah. But I bet you any money, I'll show Crevo that and he'll tell me, nah, you got plenty more.
There's plenty more in the tank. Do you have NRMA as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call them up. They've got fuel.
Exactly.
I like to think of them as a backup fuel tank.
Yeah.
Whenever I drive somewhere. That's why I'm always as an amber gambler.
You see them as the backup fuel tank. I see them as the person who changes my tyre for me because I can't do it. I know you've shown me how to change a tyre, but I can't be bothered.
Also, apparently fuel is their most common call out.
Yeah,
I've never done it.
Me.
I've never done it.
No, I've never done it either.
Not for fuel. Knock on melamine.
But the thing is, I just want you to just consider for a moment how much anxiety was going through my body going, there better not be a crash on Lake Road. There better not be any
something
of this
wrong.
Shit because I'm screwed.
Did you turn off the aircon?
Yes. I turned off the aircon.
Wind
I made
up the
sure
windows.
I didn't rev too much going off from traffic lights.
Down to 4 kilometres is pretty impressive.
I was, mate, it's the worst I've ever done. In my history of driving, I think I've gotten onto the fuel light 3 times, if that.
Really?
Yes, because I get so paranoid about the whole situation.
You can't stand it.
Yeah. But I had to take the photo purely to show you going, look what I did.
I'm impressed because I know how, anxious that makes you.
Well, I was going to say, this would be a proud dad moment for you.
Yeah, okay?
Look what I've done. I've instilled the fear into her.
Exactly. Or the bravery, I should say.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos.
New FM.
End of year. Crevo means end of year lists are plenty.
Always. But they're a bunch of fun. I love a good list.
Yes, you love a list.
Yeah.
Like the Spotify Wrapped, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. The official list of the top 10 things Googled by Australians this year has been released by Google, go figure. And for the first time in a long time, COVID-19 was not featured.
And this is always genuinely intriguing because this is like a insight into the inner workings of everyone's mind.
Like the majority of Australians' minds.
That's right, because you can talk to people and they'll tell you one thing, but they're thinking another. Mm-hmm. What they're Googling deep down is different.
Exactly, it's very different.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. The official list is here, like the roundup list of the most Googled terms of 2022. Now,
I want to hear this because, you're looking into people's brain.
Basically, and this is the Australian list, by the way,
okay,
as well.
Good.
So this
good
is the inner workings of the Australian mind. Now, overall, like, out of everything that has happened in 2022, what do you think made the top of the list?
Oh, the Queen, maybe?
Absolutely not. Wordle.
What?
Let's be real. When Wordle hit the scene, like, mid this year.
Yeah, that's true.
People lost their mind. I've still got people every day on my Facebook posting their Wordle. Oh. To this day.
I haven't seen a Wordle post in.
I did one originally.
I don't think I've seen a Wordle post now in about a month.
Really?
Yeah, maybe more.
Okay.
Not one. I think it's finally died.
Yeah. So news events. Take a guess at number one.
Now that'd be the Queen, wouldn't it?
Nope. Ukraine.
Oh, that actually, earlier in the year, what? That makes a lot of sense.
The Queen didn't actually make the top ten.
Wow.
No, she didn't.
I guess, what do you Google?
We know
she's passed
number two,
away.
Number two election results.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
That's pretty high up.
If we go into Australian figures, so like personalities, number one, any guesses?
Albo.
He's number three.
Okay.
Ash Barty.
Oh, that makes sense as well.
Yeah, because she did retire from tennis, didn't
she? That's right.
So that's a massive one.
Because you know
what
that would have been? Everyone Googling, has she really retired?
Yes. if we go into the category of lost, so people who have passed away this year. Number one? You're going to think the Queen again, aren't you?
I think so, but I think it must be wrong.
Yeah, she's number four.
Okay, who was number one?
Shane Warne.
Oh, yeah.
Part of me, all this stuff you
that
forget
feels like
happened,
last year.
Right?
I don't know why.
So on that, we had Shane Warne, Olivia Newton-John, Betty White, then Queen Elizabeth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? She's such a national treasure. And there's also, there's an element of how she's a part of internet culture.
Yes.
So there's all the people searching for if that's really happened. Is she really dead? Because
exactly.
There's so many hoaxes out there as well.
Something right up your alley, the most Googled recipes.
Oh, interesting.
For number one?
Wouldn't even have a single clue where to start.
Dal.
Ah.
Recipe for dal.
I guess it's one of those things that you eat and enjoy and then go, I wonder how you make that.
But one that concerns me the most is
how to boil eggs?
No.
Is that up there or something?
Mashed potato.
Oh, God.
Come on. Who the hell is Googling this?
It's a great question.
And then the next one, how to make dot, dot, dot. So how to make How to make paper popper.
What is that?
I don't know. So we've got
that's going to make me Google it.
Paper flowers, a terrarium. And we also, we'll wrap it up here with the why is. Any guesses on the why is?
Why is? Oh, God. Where would you even start? Why? Absolutely no idea.
Why is Russia invading Ukraine?
Oh, well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Not going to lie, I Googled that myself because I'm like, didn't really know what was going on at the start.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Putin's an asshole. That's probably why.
That's a really short summary, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're the top Google things of 2022. It's been a massive year.
God, so much has happened news-wise.
Olivia Newton-John, Shane Warne, the Queen.
Betty White.
Betty
White,
royalties, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Hey, Meg, up next. Look, of course, there's been a lot of chat about going back to the moon.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Mm.
40 years or something
long,
crazy.
Long time.
But now they're talking about, and this is the most American thing you could possibly imagine, building some roads up there.
Of course.
Because where else are you going to drive your cars?
Or your tank when they invade the moon.
If not on roads.
Right.
We'll talk about it next.
Okay, details on the other side of this.
So there's these big plans to send people back to the moon. They want to set up a base and everything. Like, things are actually finally happening with all of that.
So when you say base, I just think it is America. It's going to be a military base, isn't it?
Sort of, probably.
Real. Let's be real.
Infrastructure is what they're talking about. But then, of course, being Americans, they're like, well, how are we going to get around? We need to build roads. And, of course, they've already awarded a $57 million contract to this is just to get the construction and, like, technologies built so that they can build the roads. And then once that contract goes through in 2028, then they'll be working on building the roads.
Now, maybe this sounds like a stupid question.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Is there gravity on the moon for the cars to stick to the road?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
But you... Like, it's because there's less gravity.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess you wouldn't want, like, speed humps or anything that would make your vehicle lift
Fly
off.
Up a little bit,
I guess that sort of thing.
That's where I was concerned. So I'm like, is there no gravity on the moon?
No, there's gravity, but it's less.
It's not to the extent of Earth.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I can't remember what the ratio...
Give me a science lesson.
I can't remember what the ratio is, but it's, like, 4 times less or something like that.
Okay.
That's why when you see the guys jumping, you can jump quite high, but you don't just shoot off into the never.
Okay.
You come back down just at a slow rate.
I want to go to the moon. You weigh less on the moon.
You do.
That's my dream.
Well,
send me to the moon.
What, to live?
Yes, just so I weigh less.
Here's the thing though, Meg.
But there's no roads. I can't live there. There's no roads.
No roads, and there's no When We Were Young music festival. So
I don't think it would suit you. I'll travel back to Earth for that and then go.
You just want to do your, like, daily weigh-in on the moon.
Exactly.
And that's where 100%. It ends. Well, when they set that up, I'm sure you'll be able to go. Hotels are not far off. That's the other thing Americans like building, hotels by their brands in another country.
Oh, there'll be a casino there. You know there will be.
Hilton.
Hilton, Trump Towers on
exactly.
the moon. Could you imagine Trump Towers on the moon?
Oh, God, I'd be in debt.
This would be the biggest hotel the moon has ever seen.
Yeah, because there are none.
There are none, mate. Come on.
So, yeah, classic America doing their thing, building roads on the moon. You know, military base, like you said, that's pretty likely pretty soon.
That's what you got to start with. No water supply. The moon needs roads.
Yeah, that and a Walmart. And it's basically America
and
in the sky.
And a Costco and a Macca's.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
Job done.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. Local
ads, new FM. Tell you what, you know what's hard, Crebo? When you're sitting here trying to find content for this show and I keep getting ads for online shopping and it's Christmas time, the amount of money I've nearly spent this morning on myself instead of other people for Christmas is ridiculous.
You were looking at a dress, you said.
I nearly just dropped $21.95 on a dress from Shine.
Well, that seems pretty cheap.
Yeah, and then I realised it's like backless and I've got two... Yeah, my back is not designed for backless dresses, let me tell you.
What do you mean it's not designed?
It's got like a crisscross like pattern type thing and you know when you tie up one of those roast porks? That's what it'll look like on the back
of
me.
No, Meg.
Oh,
surely not.
Nah, that's what it'll look like on me.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. It had wings on the back of it. That's why I wanted it, because it looked like a bird.
I feel like you should get the dress if you like the dress.
Is it in my size? Let's have a look. Okay. Probably not.
We're doing a live search now.
Nah.
Tyler's here. Good morning.
Hello, morning.
Should Meg buy the dress?
No, it's only in a size 10.
Buy the dress.
It's in a size 10. I am a size 10.
Okay. Don't buy the
Sold.
Dress then.
Sold. It's designed for someone who's a size 10, not an 18, let me tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, how are you, Tyler?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm a little bit sleep deprived.
I was going
to
say.
I got to sleep last night, and then at about 11 o'clock, I woke up to this. So dirty, but your love's so sweet. Which I love.
Which is great, but not live.
I discovered that we live very close to Bar on the Hill, Meg, but you said that you could hear it from Mayfield as well.
Yeah. From our street in Mayfield, yeah.
I live two blocks away from the Bar on the Hill, so I could hear 5 Seconds of Summer having a good old chat.
Well, aren't you glad you didn't have to buy a ticket?
Bar on the Hill. No, I'm very excited. The Wombats are playing there on Friday night, so I'm hoping we can hear that from our front
deck.
That'd
be great.
Yeah. That'd be good.
A couple of babies.
Yeah. Anyway, poor Marcus is very restless at the best of times, so when he could hear that, he was losing his mind, and it was making me so irritated. I'm like, just stay still.
You know what? Double shot coffee morning. Double shot coffee morning for you.
Need it. I mean, I'm not mad about it. It's live music. It's what the kids want, you know.
Exactly.
But, oh, God, I'm a bit tired today. I need a triple coffee already.
Yeah, that's on its way. Hey, the other thing on its way is 5 in 10. Of course, your chance at $50 worth of free petrol in 10 seconds flat. It could be all yours. 4967-4105. Call now if you want $50 worth of free petrol in 10 seconds flat.
Yeah, very easy to do. 4967-4105.
The Novos. Megan Crevo.
5 in 10.
New FM.
All right, here you go. Chance at $50 worth of fuel in 10 seconds flat. It doesn't get any simpler.
As.
Yep, that's it. All we got to do is get a category to start. Yeah,
let's spin the wheel. Alrighty, we've landed on office. I don't have an office.
You need an office.
I need an
office. You'd love an office.
I would froth an office.
A big one with all your vinyl on the wall.
Yeah, so my office is currently my kitchen table.
There you go.
Yeah, so not ideal, but let's go to the phones. Belinda's in Windale. Hey, Belinda.
Hello.
Hey, do you have a home office?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Hopefully, though, this can inspire you possibly to get a home office one day. Who knows?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Belinda, in 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 brands of printer paper. Your time starts now.
Nah, I wouldn't get it.
Nah, you know you're going to give us one guess?
Nah.
I'm going to let the time run out just to see if something does come to mind for you, Belinda.
Nah. Not even a one. What about things
Reflex.
Like... God, everyone knows Reflex.
Yeah.
You could add AA, Hewlett Packard, Amazon.
Most of them, most computer companies now do printer paper.
Yeah, that's really right. Really weird. Canon, Printworks. Yeah. God, there's dozens of them. Anyway, that's all right.
Going to Nell in Curry. Hey, Nell.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good. Have you got yourself a home office?
No.
Have you ever been to an office?
Yeah, sort of.
There you go.
You'll be right.
She's nailing it already.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
All right, now in 10 seconds, I need you to name 5 things that you write with. Your time starts now.
A pen, a pencil, a texter, highlighter, and an iPen.
You know what? You've done it.
That is, you do write with an iPen. $50 worth of fuel coming your way, Nell.
Thank you.
How good is that?
You're very welcome.
Didn't think of that.
Neither did I, but hey, that's absolutely correct. And that's the kind of quick-wittedness you need to win 5 in 10.
Thinking outside the box helps.
Certainly does.
Sure does. Hey, on the other side of this, Crevo, you brought this story to my attention yesterday, and I'm obsessed. They need to bring it to Australia. Rent a chicken.
What?
You can rent a chicken.
See, if I buy from KFC, I don't want to give it back.
This is true, but this thing, you can rent a chicken to lay your eggs. Or if you just want to stroke a chicken, if you will.
What? Stroke like a rooster? Chicken.
Yeah.
Stroke the cock?
Yeah.
Away you go.
Exactly.
On a rental.
Exactly. Okay. If you want to rent this kind of behaviour, details are on the other side of these.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
If this was available in Australia, I'd be jumping at it. So these
be
people,
stoked.
Yeah, in Tennessee, right? Mm. Phil and Jen Tompkins, they've started this new business because during COVID, obviously, times were tough. And they decided to Google crazy business ideas. obviously, that's how any good business starts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they have this big acreage, if you will, with a farm, bunch of chickens. They thought, how about we rent the chickens out?
What do you mean, rent them out?
How does this work? So what they've done is they've created like individual chicken coops, right, that you can rent at your property. They'll come and drop it off. They'll give you a chicken to rent. And at the end, like, month, 2 months, 3 months, they'll take the chicken back.
What do you mean? What is that? What? That makes no sense.
You know what? I think it's very clever because what's happened is it teaches, if you've got kids, right, and you don't want to commit to a pet full-time just in case the kids get over it. You can rent a chicken for a couple of months, see if the kids take care of it.
Yeah.
If they don't and they get over it, you can give it back.
That is true, but this is my thought. A chicken costs like $8.
Yes, but the thing
at
is...
at the markets.
Yeah, but also, when you think about it, like, you rent a chicken, for example. Example, if you buy a chicken, right?
Yeah.
And then you realise you can't take care of it.
You can't return it.
You can't return it. Ends up in a rescue. Ends up...
a chicken rescue.
Or they... let's be real.
In the oven.
In the oven. And not ideal for a kid, because that'll traumatise a kid. Let's
well,
be real.
It's true.
Let's be real. This kind of eliminates that aspect
element
of regret when you take on a pet. Also, you get eggs out of it.
Well, that's true.
Let's be real.
How much is a chicken to rent? Do you know?
It doesn't say how much they're charging, because they provide the coop and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
They've had to set up a second location because it's been so popular.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They've hired someone to run the actual admin side of things because it is so hectic.
They're so busy renting chickens.
Exactly. And the amount of chickens they've had to buy as well, because so many people have decided at the end of the 6 months or whatever... no, we're going to keep them.
Keep them.
They'll adopt the chicken full time.
So it's like when you go in and look at a new, I don't know, Nissan Navara or something, and they go, you've got the rent to buy option.
Yes. This is what's happened with a bunch of chickens.
The
you know, world? I think this is so clever for people who can't commit to a pet full time.
The world
I
is
really
crazy.
I really do like it.
Like, I know they've got adopt a pet and stuff,
yeah,
but who knew you could rent them?
Well, to be fair, because I follow a lot of bird rescues, you do see how many chickens get abandoned. It's actually really, really sad.
Oh, gosh.
Because they're actually loved pets at one point, and then they turn around and go, we don't have time for this. The neighbours hate the chicken sounds, chicken smell, all that kind of stuff, and they just surrender them.
God.
So this kind of eliminates that. I give them massive props.
So
I think
you reckon,
that's such a great idea.
Do you reckon all birds should be on a rental system?
Not all birds. I couldn't rent my birds. I'd have to, I'd have
you
to.
Would you rent them out for a
Absolutely
week?
Absolutely not.
Week or two here?
No,
and
I don't trust people.
Make a couple of extra dollars?
No way.
Okay.
No way. To be fair, I'd get sued because they'd bite people.
Oh, okay. That's not
Let's
good.
Let's be real.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
First nights we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
All right, up next, this is your chance to win some free petrol.
Oh, nice.
Another little $50 fuel
card.
Yeah,
we've done this once already today.
Yeah, well, we're just feeling generous today.
Yeah.
You know, people need stuff at the moment.
Heading into the end of the week.
Definitely.
Generous.
Definitely. Okay, so we're going to play Would I Lie to You. Now, this is your chance to play the human lie detector.
Mm.
All you have to do is figure out which one. Is it myself or is it Meg who is telling you the truth? Who has the real item in their hand? And who is just making it up, faking it?
One of us is going to try and trick you, basically, that we
exactly.
have the real item. But guess what? Nah.
It could be anything. And sometimes the item might seem a bit random.
Yeah.
But that could be just us, like, you know, tricking you.
Now, when you think about it, Crevo has a lot of just, let's be real, crap in the back of your van for the shop.
That's true.
Because sometimes you do take things and they do end up in the bin because
exactly.
they're not
Not
that
everything
right.
is not everything is to be sold. So
yes.
sometimes it can be that, or it could be Meg who has brought something especially for this
yes.
segment. You never know, and that is the, I guess, the intrigue of what I lie to you.
Yes.
So this is your chance. If you want $50 worth of free petrol, call now 4967-4105. If you think you're quite good at unpicking who's telling the truth, you know, your friend tells you something, you go, I don't think that's true.
It's Tom Porky's, my friend.
Your instincts, you got to go with them sometimes. Call now, 4967-4105 if you want free petrol.
Let me tell you as well, 50-50 shot.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, let's be real.
Better odds than the lottery.
Better odds, 50-50, come on. 4967-4105, if you want to play Would I Lie to You, we're going to do it.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Lie to you.
All right, this is very simple. You just have to play human lie detector. You listen to what Meg and I are saying, and then you can ask some questions as well if you want to, you know, unpick our stories.
Mm.
And then you have to figure out who has the real item in their hand and who is just making things up.
Yes.
Let's meet our contestants.
We're going to Todd. He's in Charlestown. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning. What a glorious day.
Oh, glorious is the key word, Todd.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, up and about. I like your energy.
It's going to be even better if you walk away with a $50 fuel card, let me tell you.
Wouldn't it?
All right. Well, Crevo's got an item. I have an item. We're going to describe those items to you. Who would you like to go first?
Crevo.
Okay, let's go, Crevo.
All right, Todd, what I have in my hands right now is a decorative, I guess you'd call it. It's just a decorative vase. Colour is kind of a light blue. Not quite sky blue. It's not quite that bright. It has like a duller tone to it. Size is probably 15 centimetres. And you wouldn't get many flowers in it. It's more just one of those ornaments that you would see on a shelf. That kind of thing.
Lime.
It looks to me like a mug, but that's just...
Okay, I was going to flick the side of it and then you have a listen, okay? Okay, now, Meg's...
Is that not a mug?
Oh, come on. Meg's going to tell hers now, and then you make a decision, all right?
All right. So yesterday, I went and did some shopping at Westfield Qatar. I went to Typo. And you know when you go to some of these shops, they go, would you like to buy one of these for $2 for charity? This is what I got sucked into buying. So have you seen these sensory toys? They're like fidget toys. And you can pop them like bubble wrap. I grabbed one of these and they had like pink, blue, rainbow. So I grabbed a rainbow one because it's quite pretty for $2. So we'll just squeeze it together.
See if you can hear this.
All right, but let's run. I know, but
seems
fake. Because they're not the greatest quality because they are $2. But let's just run over because it is like a bubble wrap type thing.
Right.
All right.
And get that up near the mic there. Can't hear much there.
Yeah, because it is quite soft. It is like a silicone.
A bit fake, maybe.
Oh, whatever, with your fake mug. All right.
All right.
Todd?
Have you got any questions for either of us quickly before we give us a final answer?
Yeah, what time did you pick up this cheap item?
Oh, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. Westfield Guitar, so the parking was all right, because... Like school pickup.
These sound
the same
like
time.
Fake details.
Yeah, okay. Where'd you pick your fake mug up from, Crevo?
The vase, you mean?
Mug.
I got this yesterday when I was buying out a storage unit.
Oh, sure you did. All right, Todd, who is telling the truth, Crevo or myself?
I got one last question.
Oh.
Can you both be lying or both be truth? Or is
no.
That one of us is telling the absolute truth.
And we need who's telling the truth.
Okay, Crevo, you're full of it. And Meg, you got it.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, man.
Man.
You got nothing. Oh, Meg was just playing with the TV remote.
I had a TV remote in my hand.
God.
Todd,
it's very hard, isn't it? And that just shows, Meg, you're a bit...
I'm a filthy liar.
He's filthy, filthy liar.
Do we give him the fuel card?
No.
Come on.
No.
He thought I was a great person.
I know that.
He said I wouldn't lie to him.
Rules are rules, mate.
Okay, all right. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
So a new Christmas movie has been released, but it was delayed because some of the cast and crew couldn't stop ripping farts.
Of course they couldn't. Great story, right? Details on the other side of it.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, so what have you got for us, Tyler?
So a new Christmas movie has been released, but it was delayed. Actor and comedian Justin Long, Crevo, you probably have no idea who he is, but as
I'm
soon as you see his face,
now,
look him up.
I know this guy.
He's been filming a new Christmas movie, and revealed that it was really hard for them to film because the cast and crew couldn't stop ripping farts. It's called Christmas with the Campbells, and it's got Brittany Snow in it, which I feel like you would know from maybe Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Alex Moffat as well. He's like a Saturday Night Live comedian. And, of course, Justin Long as well, who said Alex Moffat couldn't stop ripping farts while filming a certain scene and just kept going on as if nothing had happened and tried to keep filming. And everyone's like,
you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Nah, it doesn't work like that, my friend.
And I feel like the mics would pick it up. And he was just like, they would just keep rolling. He kept on going with the scene. He would like pause, stop to fart like it was part of the line, like it had been scripted, and then keep going.
Oh
my God. Can I just say, Justin Long doesn't age?
No.
He's similar to Zach Braff.
Like, you know what? He looks like Keanu Reeves' son.
Right?
Like young son who's just getting his start in acting.
And also, he's like in the same category of Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well. Like, I feel like they're all the same. They just don't age.
So
they
get
younger as they age, right?
I remember articles came out, like, we're talking 2001, 2002, because around the American Pie era, he was being compared to Jason Biggs from American Pie. Like, these two were going to be the next two stars to take over Hollywood.
Well, now they're in Christmas movies on Netflix. People that can't stop ripping farts.
44 years of age. He does not look good.
No. He looks like 30 max.
Yeah. Like I said, Keanu Reeves' young son who's just starting out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Can we just go back to the farts for 1 second, please? Because imagine if you, all three of us, were just sitting there and, like, this just started going on, like... And we just kept going, like...
Oh, my God. Tyler, go get yourself checked.
Def, I know you got gut issues.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
All right, so there's a story going around at the moment. You know, with these cameras that can detect if you're holding a phone while you're driving,
right? These smart detection cameras, yeah.
Yeah, so if you get caught with that, it's like $1,000 for a fine.
Yeah, like 5 points as well.
It's a big deal.
Not meant to be holding your phone while you're driving. Don't do it.
Exactly right. Now, there's this, this picture of this girl who is holding what she claims is a vape.
Yeah.
But the computer is saying it's a mobile phone.
Yeah, so she's copped like $1,000 fine.
$1,078. And she said, I'm clearly holding a vape. Now, this is a bit of a tricky one, isn't it? Because you're thinking, I'm looking at the picture now.
Yeah.
I can't really tell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if it's a vape or if it's a phone. Have you looked at the picture?
Yeah, to me, it's very blurry. These cameras aren't great, let's be real. I've seen people who have been caught before and it's actually very clear that it's a phone. In this instance, not as clear.
See, this is the thing. Like, we're not sure if it's a phone or if it's a vape.
You know what? If there's any doubt, she shouldn't be getting a fine, to be fair.
I don't know. I'm looking at it.
But it's interesting, though, when you think about it, because vapes, to a degree, are considered an electronic device.
That's the thing. So this is what I want to do here, right? Should you get a fine for vaping while driving?
Yeah, because on a technicality, yes, it is an electronic device. You shouldn't be holding one while you're driving.
Because I don't think they've really sorted that whole bit of the law out.
The loophole is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should you get a fine for vaping while driving? This is what we're asking here. 4967-4105, vaping and driving, should that be a finable offence? Because it's very distracting.
It is.
It's an electronic device.
Mm.
And they're big and chunky as well.
Some of them are huge.
Like a cigarette is a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
You know, it just sits between your fingers. Not that I'm encouraging smoking in any way, shape or form. But some vapes are as big as your phone.
Yeah.
And that's why this computer has said you've got one.
Picked it up. 4967-4105. Obviously, pull over and don't use your phone while you do this.
No, exactly. Bluetooth
is encouraged.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, should the vape girl...
Get a fine, really. And should vapers be fined for vaping while driving?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take your calls on the other side of this. Every caller who gets to air in the draw for tickets to I Want to Dance with Somebody, our premiere at Event Cinemas in Qatar in a couple of weeks' time. If you want to head there, get involved. 4967-4105.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
4967-4105. Give us a call. Should you get a fine for vaping while driving?
Yeah, so this girl's been fined because they thought she was holding a mobile phone.
Because it's so big and chunky.
Yes.
But it was actually, she's claiming it was a vape. This is still out there for debate.
Blurry image, not crystal clear.
But it's brought up this discussion, this debate.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's an electronic device. They're big and bulky. Just pull over or wait till you're done and then have a vape.
See, not...
I'm saying you should be a finable offence.
Necessarily, they're not all that big.
Yeah.
Some of them are, some of them aren't. Some of them are quite small. You don't get fined for smoking a cigarette that I know of.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so why would this be any different?
All right, so you're saying no fines for the vapors?
I don't think she should get fined.
No. I think you... I mean, she maybe shouldn't, but going forward, I think if you're vaping while driving, very distracting.
They need a loophole closed, is what you're saying.
Exactly. That's my opinion.
Let's go to the phones. Michaela's in Curry. Hey, Michaela.
Good, how are you?
Hey, good. Do you think you shook up a fine for vaping while driving?
Well, I vape and I've been fined for it, so I know you can.
Really? So what did they fine you for?
Using my hands while driving. So it's against the law to eat and drive, to smoke and drive, to take your hands off that steering wheel now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, because I always thought smoking wasn't a finable offence. I was wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
Fine did you cop?
About. So you can't drink any kind of drink and drive, or you can't eat and drive, you can't smoke and drive. Like, you just cannot get caught with your hands doing anything.
Really. So did you cop, what was the amount of fine that you copped?
Mine was only $500.
Oh, still only? That's a big chunk of money, Michaela.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Not different than $1,000.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't a mobile phone. Thank you, Michaela.
Hey, good bit of insight.
Yeah.
And God, I'm going to have to be careful because I reckon
I do it all the time.
Had a bite to eat while driving along
absolutely.
The journey.
Like, I grab a go bucket from KFC because you think that's the sensible option because it's in the cup holder. You grab a chip.
Yeah.
Turns out, no. Hey, Michaela, we're going to hook you up with some movie tickets as well for that. Thank you very, very much for the information.
Absolutely.
Hey, have you seen the photo going around of the, what's dubbed New South Wales' worst Christmas tree?
No, what's happening
it's
here,
It's in
Meg?
Port Macquarie. Port Macquarie Council, because all the councils around the area...
They always put up a tree,
they
don't they?
Christmas trees up left, right and centre, like mainly in the locations of where like carols are being held and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, main streets.
Now, they've put up a photo of this Christmas tree. It looks like a toddler's done it. It's actually atrocious. We chucked a photo up on our Instagram at @thenovos_. You can vote if it's the worst Christmas tree you've ever seen. Going to get into the details on the other side of these.
Megan Trevo. The Novos.
Man, looking at this Christmas tree in Port Macquarie, who the hell thought this was a good idea?
Now so the work experience kid on a Friday afternoon when his mates were calling him, telling him it's time to go to the pub.
Exactly. I just throw some here and here and there and everywhere. So we put a photo on our Instagram @thenovos_. You can vote if this is the worst Christmas tree you've ever seen. So Port Macquarie Council put this together to celebrate Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. What it looks like to me is someone's got a very, very average tree and toilet papered it, but with string lights.
Yeah, and a little bit of tinsel.
It's
terrible.
Now, they are saying that it was due to wind and rain and all this kind of stuff.
This is why
it looks so dodgy at the moment. But now they're turning around saying, we have no regrets. Excuse me, someone's commented and saying it looked like the cat was on the tree, I guess, and crushed up the lights.
That's what it looks like. Cat, because, you know, cats go wild trying to destroy bits and pieces on a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And it feels like this is one of those situations where a whole team of cats have been in and stuffed everything up.
Exactly. So council have come out, though, and said throughout the world, people are talking about Port Macquarie. So I think it's a great, it's done a great service.
Oh, look, you know.
Any publicity. It's good publicity, right?
Lemonade out of lemons and all that. But basically, your Christmas tree looks like trash, Port Macquarie.
To be fair, though, I do want to go see it in person to see how shit it actually is.
Oh, sure. You know what?
Look what they've done. They've created a market.
And they've got a customer. You know, Tourism Port Macquarie would be laughing their way to the bank.
What, 4 hours from here to port?
Something like that. I haven't talked about Port Macquarie this much ever.
There you go.
It's working.
See, I went to Port Macquarie last year for a holiday. It was quite beautiful.
Enjoyed it?
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. Sales was lovely. But the thing is,
Classic.
When you think of a Christmas tree installation in any other council area, it's normally really pretty, very well put together, meticulous.
Yeah.
This is utter trash.
Yeah, carefully decorated, you know, not this
the
one.
The bin chickens got out.
Yeah,
decorated a Christmas
and did it
tree
themselves and that's knocked the that thing over.
Go have a look at it on our Instagram story @thenovos_. Go check it out.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, so a bit of a debate happening based on this story about a one-year-old.
Mm.
You know when one-year-olds, they get a birthday party?
Yeah, normally it's just a very, very quiet affair, a one-year-old.
Yeah, this one, over $8,000 was spent in total.
No.
Including, and this is like suburban family.
Yeah.
Including $3,000 worth of McDonald's food.
What?
Yep. $3,000 worth of McDonald's food taken home. So it's all going to be a bit cold and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And a $5,000 McDonald's secondhand playground from Gumtree.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you be the judge if you think that is a waste of money or not for a one-year-old's birthday.
Yeah, I've already decided. Yes, it is.
I'll give you the full info on what's happened with this because it's something to be, it's a bit of water cooler chat.
Yeah.
You know, something to talk to your mates at the office or on the work site about up next.
And if you're planning your child's first birthday, maybe some tips?
No, it certainly isn't.
Who
it's
knows?
An absolute idiotic use of money. So this couple, people are like going crazy because they've spent $3,000 just on McDonald's food for a one-year-old's birthday party just in their backyard.
How do you spend $3,000 on Macca's food?
Okay, so they're saying it was for 100 people.
So what would that work out?
It's
300 bucks a head?
No, no, is it 30? Yeah, 30.
30 bucks a head. Oh, yeah, okay, I suppose.
I guess, but still, that's a lot,
so
right?
That, to me, is your deluxe meal with nuggets and then the sundae. You get in the frappe with the extra whipped cream something.
On the day, guests were served with hamburgers, fries, nugget boxes, and a few buckets of KFC, just in case people don't want it. And then, how about this? If celery and carrot sticks, which remained untouched.
What a surprise, mate. If I've got the choice
between
of a nugget or a celery stick.
A limp, floppy old celery stick.
Mate,
jeez.
Who chooses celery over a nugget?
Well, it's a great
Nobody, apparently.
They also spent $5,000 buying a secondhand used McDonald's. What do you call it? Playground. They found on Facebook Marketplace.
They call it Playland, I think,
these
days.
Oh, God. Do they? I mean, it's a playground. Let's face it. $5,000 for one. Also, how do you bring that home? Where do you get it? I mean, I'm sure it comes in pieces.
Well, I know, because a lot of the Maccas are upgrading their play areas.
I'm surprised they're flogging them off on Gumtree, though.
You know what? The best one ever, Blue Haven, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
The play area there. Mint.
It was just extra large.
I don't know what they had an extra large slide.
Yeah,
a tunnel slide, and it was ridiculously huge.
Blue Haven of all places, down the Sunny Coast.
Yeah, because Pop lived in Morissette, and he had to go pick something up from Blue Haven. He goes, I'll take you to Macca's. I'm like, okay. And we're like, can we go back to that Macca's, Pop? Purely for the playground.
That's how good it was.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I'd pay $5,000 for that slide again. Hell yeah.
To this couple's credit, I guess you remember that from all those years ago.
Yeah, I do.
Imagine having one in your backyard as a kid.
Yeah, true. Yeah, okay.
Imagine the clout you'd have in primary school.
It's not just for a birthday. Obviously, they bought it as a gift for the kid.
I mean, it's massive. You need a big backyard.
Yeah. The kid at this point in time, 1 year old, they're not going to get as much usage out of it. Give it a couple of years, though.
Yeah, for the next 5, probably, until they're about, eight?
Yeah.
I reckon you'd be enjoying something like that.
See, you've got the kid who's got the pool, the kid who's got a pool table, and the kid who's got the Macca's playground.
You go to the Macca's playground, wouldn't you?
Oh, nah. Pool in summer, playground in winter.
There you go, sorted.
They've sorted it out.
Well worth the $5,000. Look, I changed my mind.
Apart from the $3,000 for the Macca's.
Yeah, get some catering. You can do it cheaper and it'll taste a lot better.
Two words for you. Sausage sizzle. It's a kid's birthday. Jesus.
So true.
Hey, on the other side of this, love it or loathe it, producer Tyler's going to bring a daily topic to the table. We decide in 3 seconds flat whether we love it or we loathe it. Doing it next. I don't
care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Producer Tyler has scoured the internet for a daily topic. Crevo and I are going to decide whether we love it or we loathe it. What have you got for us?
Airbnbs.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it, definitely.
Loathe it. I like a hotel.
Yeah,
I like everything done for me. I'm lazy.
There's some of them are so cool though, like the locations and like they've got cool artwork in them and stuff.
And the landscape as well. You feel like you're in your own home.
Yep. You've booked a couple for your trip coming up, yeah?
Yeah, got a couple booked. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know how you always get that little greeting text being like, hi, keys in the lockbox, the cat might greet you on the way in. Yeah. Or a bloke that goes by the name of Pinos on Reddit.
Nice.
Sorry.
How do you spell that, by the way?
P-E-N-O-O-S, like you'd think. It's like a combination of... Never mind. If you know, you know.
Add the words together yourself. We're not spelling it out.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm getting caught up on Pinos. He's shared a screenshot of a text he received from his Airbnb host when booking a little trip away to the Blue Mountains, and it goes like this. If possible, can you bring gum boots or high ankle boots with you? This poor bloke, if he went to Splendor earlier this year, he's probably getting PTSD flashback thinking, why the hell would I have to bring gum boots in the summer? The message continues. There has been a massive influx of snakes in the area and we are seeing around one or two every day at the moment. We've never had this problem before, but I think with the amount of flooding, rain and subsequently frogs and things for them to feed on, this has made them come to higher ground and get very big, fat and breed a lot.
Jeez. You know what happens there.
I'm sorry, but big
cancel
and fat.
Cancel booking.
Big and fat are possibly one of the two worst ways to describe a snake, you reckon?
Yeah. So cancel booking, do you prefer long and thin?
Big and fat.
Big and fat, oh, fair enough.
Actually, I don't prefer any of the above, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't like a fat snake, and if I'm being cancelled for being fat phobic, so be it. I'm not in.
Tyler said it, it's done.
They continue, hopefully you're not afraid of them. It's rare for them to be the close to the house, but at the moment, they're just everywhere. Please do not bring any pets, as I do not think they'll be safe with the amount of snakes around.
Oh, my God. See, it's interesting. I've said this to Krivo many a time. Snakes don't bother me, but snakes in the wild...
What about big and fat ones?
Yeah, look, I can deal with big and fat snake. It's fine.
It's fine. It's the long and thin ones.
I'm used to it. I'm used to it.
They sent more correspondence. They posted more from the host, which reiterated the fact that pets were absolutely a no-go. They said, no worries, Def, do not bring any pets. We're sighting at least 10 snakes a day, and normally we would not see 3 snakes a year.
Is this unfathomable
at the moment.
Mate, is this Airbnb at the reptile park?
But how honest is this host being? It's just like, oh, we've seen a few snakes around. Like, don't be too alarmed. Don't worry, but we've left snake kits around the house and the farm if you need. What even is a snake kit?
I said it once, I'll say it again. Cancel booking.
Well, they were asked. They were like, are you having second thoughts? And Pinos goes, oh, we'll snake it till we make it. We're up for the adventure.
Oh, jeez.
I love Pinos.
Yeah. Give him a discount for the pun. Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
They're local airs. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Krivo, New FM.
All right, so back in February when I first leased the shop for Krivo's on Clyde Street,
yeah,
like setting things up, opening up, you know, working everything out, and I was like, oh, there's an aircon unit, that's cool. Like, we
summer's
might
going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be perfect for summer, and you know, where's the remote? Look everywhere, look behind things, called the guy who previously leased there.
Yeah, because you were saying it's quite high up that you
can't access. It is. You can't touch it. Like, you'd need a big ladder. It's like a split system.
Yeah.
But you'd need a big ladder to get up there and, like, turn it on just by the buttons.
You love a big ladder.
Well, I do love a ladder, but this is a separate thing. And I was like, I'll call up the real estate because it should come with one, and I don't want to be blamed for losing it if we, you know, wrap up the lease at some point or whatever.
Yeah.
So I called them up and they're like, oh, it should be there. We'll organise someone to come out and have a look at it. This was like 10 months ago. I got a call from the local aircon company. Oh, we're coming to check on your aircon tomorrow. And I was like, what?
Yeah, speedy service.
Anyway, this guy comes out and he looks at it and he goes, oh, that's an old aircon. There's no way that thing's going to work. I'll get a remote anyway. We'll try it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes out to the local supply shop, the electronic supply shop, gets the remote, comes back, turns on, works perfectly.
Oh, how good.
This aircon unit must be 25 years old, I reckon.
So but 90s it was installed.
Probably, by the look of it. Anyway, it works like brand new.
How good.
So this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Do you have a really old appliance and it still works perfectly.
So many people have like relic appliances sometimes in their houses.
Yeah. I think sometimes you just get lucky and they build your particular fridge or whatever it is so well that nothing goes wrong. 4967-4105. Do you have a really old appliance and it still works perfectly?
Yeah, best callers on air today in the draw for tickets to I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's right.
At Events and Events Ibiza, our preview screening happening on Wednesday, the 21st of December. If you want to head along, you've got to get involved. 4967-4105.
Can you beat the 25-year-old aircon? Surely not.
Surely.
Doubt it.
Surely you can. I believe in you.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right. Do you have a really old appliance that still works like perfectly after the aircon at Crevo's on Clyde Street started up after who knows how long? Because apparently the previous tenant didn't have their remote either.
Oh.
So it's just never been used for who knows how long. Anyway, it started up, worked like brand new, icy cold, super powerful aircon.
I'm glad you've got this sorted before I start working there.
Yeah,
thank
course.
You very much.
Nah, it's appreciate all part, it. Of, all part of the friendly service.
Yeah, of course. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Brad in Jules. Do you have an appliance, like a really old one that still works?
Yep.
Yeah, what have you got?
A kettle.
A kettle. Okay, how old is this kettle?
About 20-year-old.
See, a kettle usually lasts just a couple of years.
Yeah, it's like a 5 years. So where did you get it from?
Any special brand?
Kmart or Waratah.
No, what? You did not get a 20-year-old Kmart kettle and it's still working.
Yep.
Come on.
That's extraordinary.
Not kidding.
How,
it would have garage.
Yeah, how much did it cost?
Oh, gee.
Probably $5 at Kmart.
Like $20?
Yeah.
20 maybe, yeah. Back in the day, stuff wasn't as cheap, but God, it lasted longer. A kettle for 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Luke's in Newcastle. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how are you going today?
Doing good. You have a really old appliance that still works?
Mate, I've got my grandparents' 1965 Here's Master's Voice fridge freezer.
Oh, surely that chews power like nothing else.
Oh, it does a little, yeah, but it still works.
That's amazing.
So, do you have to get that regularly serviced or something to keep it that way?
No, it just seems to keep working.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? And it's HMV as well, which is kind of cool too.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Luke. Wow.
I
thought mine was good. I've got a hair straightener, my mum's hair straightener from 15 years ago.
And you thought that was doing well.
And it's still going. I'm still using it to this day. She upgraded to a GHD and I'm too poor to buy my own. I'll take your second hand. Still works.
So from the 60s, that's like 60 years old now.
Yeah.
For a fridge.
Fridge. Wow.
Let's go to Jen. I'm on four. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Jen. Have you got an old appliance that still works?
We sure do.
What have you got?
Gone from generation to generation. We've got the old pie, or not pie iron, but the Jaffa machine, you know, the black metal Jaffa machine?
Yeah.
With the long silver handles.
Yeah, how old are we talking here?
Probably 1970.
Wow.
Oh, that's
And it still works. And it still works. We've changed the plug on it a few times.
Yeah.
Because nothing tastes so good. Like, you buy those new ones with the Teflon coats, and it just doesn't even crisp it up.
Nah.
It's crap. And this has just got all the metal and dents, and we've gone through quite a few. And we use it all, like, through winter especially.
Yeah.
It comes out. It's great. It works.
Awesome.
That is so cool. I really want to taste a toastie now from that. That sounds great.
Mate,
you're making me want toasties. Oh, my God.
Anytime. You've got an invite.
Yes, I love that. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
You guys know the TV show The Challenge that kind of bombed on TV?
Kind of bombed. It got moved time slots. It was that bad.
There's rumours there was a dirty cold sore outbreak across the cast because everyone kept pashing too much.
Oh, gross.
This is my, ideal situation. Absolutely.
Gross.
All right, details next.
The Novos.
If I don't see the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So what's going on with this dumpster fire of a TV show?
Yeah, rumours have been spreading like wildfire about the cast of The Challenge experiencing a major outbreak of cold sores on set, which apparently stopped contestants from hooking up with each other during filming.
Crash.
This show just seems like full of crap.
Doesn't it? What? It's even been, it's been taken off like normal Channel 10 to be put on like one of their streaming services online.
Has it?
Only online.
I know it got new time slots.
Well, it says originally Network 10 confirmed last week that the rest of the challenge will now be aired on 10 Shake.
Starting next week
instead of Channel 10. I don't even know what that is.
Not even 10 Peach.
Nah.
Peach is too good for it.
Yeah.
What's usually on Peach?
Couldn't tell you.
Neighbours was on it at what?
Like, yeah, right. Ready, Steady, Cook.
So on Peach, she had like reruns of Friends, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
You know when you'd be sick and you'd have a day off school,
yeah,
and it'd just be all those like daytime TV shows. It'd just be reruns of them. Yeah.
Ricky Lake.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ricky Lake. See, this is showing my age. Ricky Lake. Jerry Springer Show.
Dr. Phil.
Judge Judy. I love watching all the cooking shows. Alive and Cooking was fantastic.
What was the one with the green capsicums and the red tomatoes?
Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yeah,
Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yes.
Yeah, so good.
Was it, though?
School
bloody
sick
oath
debuting.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's good at the time, but now you realise, now there's Netflix.
Nah, I still like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, still the British version's great.
Yeah.
Because Ainsley's on it.
I do love
See,
Ainsley.
See, I knew. I get you with Ainsley.
Yeah, you got me.
Apart from that, yeah, the other show, not going.
Putting the coconuts in.
Oh my God.
Lovely coconuts. That sort of gear.
What about Nigella Lawson with the microwave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nah, that impression has got me. Thank you very much. Let's just end it on that.
Sure.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
Right after us, 105 commercial free coming up with producer Tyler. What have you got for us?
New Beyonce.
It's going to be a Christmas party vibe, I think, for a lot of people.
It's kind of like a bit of a TikTok trend at the moment where people are doing this dance, and I've seen like tradies on the work site dancing to it. It's just like, should you be doing that?
Should you be nailing nails into a house? Installing that plumbing piece.
Right.
Tradies got to have fun too,
of course.
You know? They're only humans.
Yes.
Yeah, can't blame them.
Yeah.
Also this.
You know what? I'm surprised there hasn't been a TikTok trend with this. I don't know why.
I think it matches.
It feels like something someone could do something with. I don't know.
Perfect.
Maybe I'm so old. Highly likely.
I feel like there should totally be a TikTok trend for the best bit in the world.
Yes. Good as it gets.
Maybe. 105 minutes commercial free. It's coming your way.
She wraps it up so quick when I play the Chili's, doesn't she?
Because we're running late. That's why.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Sure. 105 minutes commercial free. With Tyler on the way after 9 o'clock. One of the other greatest bands in the world, Creebo. You forgot them. Nickelback.
Oh, yes. Well, a lot of people love Nickelback.
A lot of people do.
They have an internet fame to hate, but people love them.
Now, I will admit, I don't like Nickelback, and it's not because of the Nickelback trend. It's because I think Chad Kroeger sounds like he's trying to take a poo when he sings. Like he's straining. That's how I think he sounds. And that's why I don't like them.
That's your opinion.
The thing is, they did release brand new music not too long ago. I didn't even know. Like, I'm a music fiend.
Yeah.
I had no idea. We played it yesterday. And I'm like, what is this?
Is that new Nickelback?
And it was, right? So we want to do something next. If you are a massive Nickelback fan, 4967-4105, we want to see how good you are. We're going to play you a couple of Nickelback songs. And you need to tell us if it's a new Nickelback song or an old Nickelback song. If you get the majority correct, we'll hook you up with a $50 fuel card.
Now, here's the thing. We heard it and we're like, is that new Nickelback? Because you can't tell.
Exactly. That.
It's very similar.
It sounds like something released in 2003.
All you have to do is figure out which the real new Nickelback song is and which is the old ones.
Yep.
And we'll give you a $50 fuel card.
Very easy. 4967-4105 if you're the ultimate Nickelback fan and you can nail this.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
We're putting this challenge out there for Nickelback fans, basically. Your chance to win a $50 fuel card. Basically, Nickelback released a brand new song recently. We had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, we played it yesterday and we thought, is this actually old Nickelback or is it new? We've got no idea. We had to go
check. Is it remixed? No.
Because, to be fair, all of their stuff sounds eerily similar.
It's so much so that there was a debate going on. You were like, it's new. I was like, I'm pretty sure I've heard this one before.
Yes.
No, you haven't, because it's brand new.
It's brand new. They released a whole new album recently, too.
But Nickelback fans, and there are a lot of them.
There are.
Very dedicated, and they know their Nickelback.
Yes.
So let's do this. Let's meet our challenger. Let's find out how well they know it.
Yes, Alison's in Dungog. Hey, Alison.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you a big, big Nickelback fan?
I've seen them a couple of times, so I hope I go okay.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do, we're going to play you 2 seconds of a couple of Nickelback songs. If you can get 2 out of 3 correct, we're going to hook you up with the fuel card, okay?
Cool. Yep.
So all you got to do is tell us if it is, in fact, an old Nickelback song or a new Nickelback song. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Let's start off with song number one. Now, is that an old Nickelback song or a new Nickelback song?
All we need is old or new.
Yeah, we'll play it again. We'll play it again for you.
I'm going to say old.
That is correct.
Oh, good stuff. Okay.
All right.
Song number two. Is it old or is it a new Nickelback song? Let's go.
Old.
It's a new one. It's a brand new one.
This is the one we're...
It's called Those Days. We'll give you one more go.
Even a big fan.
Is this an old or a new Nickelback song? Okay, Creebo.
This is you've got some pressure here because you need to get this one right to get the free fuel card.
Yeah.
All right? So you need to get this right. If you get it right, it's all yours.
Delve into your Nickelback
pressure
love,
is on.
Allison.
You need 2 out of 3.
Your final one. Is this an old or a new Nickelback song? Old or new? It is an old one.
Congratulations. Well done. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but you still couldn't identify the brand new one. Same as us.
$50 fuel card coming your way. Thanks.
Well done.
For playing, Alison.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're very welcome.
How good.
Brilliant stuff.
Not just us.
It's even the hardcore fans.
Even the hardcore fans who've seen Nickelback multiple times couldn't tell the difference.
Absolutely no idea.
No.
Hey, up next, we're talking about something very important.
Yeah.
Of course, Christmas, it is a very happy and joyful time, but it is a tough time for a lot of
people. Absolutely, especially now, cost of living, ridiculous.
That's right. So, New FM is trying to help out a bit for a lot of people who are doing it a bit tough with our Giving Tree. We're going to talk more about it up next and how you can support and help some people who are having a tough time this Chrissy.
Yeah, let's get into the details on the other side of the...
Megan
Trevo. Just wanted to use this platform at this point to talk about the Giving Tree, the New FM Giving Tree. It's right now at Westfield Katara. It's at a new spot.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's
level two.
Yeah, just opposite Angus and Coote. So make sure you go there. The Samaritans do a great job in distributing the gifts. So what you need to do, if you can afford it, any kind of gift that you can leave there unwrapped.
Yep.
Unwrapped is the key. Don't wrap that thing because they'll just have to take it off again.
Yeah.
It would be so greatly appreciated because it's been a tough couple of years for
absolutely.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's not anyone's fault.
Oh, no.
It's just...
The landscape we're in at this point.
Exactly. There's, you know, a lot of pressure for a lot of people and Christmas can become very stressful when that's the case.
Mm.
You know, when, you know, you're maybe not doing so well economically or
you know,
whatever.
Hours get cut.
That's right.
You know, and you weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
The cost of everything going up as well.
Yeah.
So if you can afford it, this is a great time to do this and really help someone... In your area, you know, you're helping your own community by, on Christmas morning, a couple of kids having a couple of smiles and just feeling better about the day and the parents as well.
Exactly.
Not stressing as much.
Well, as well with this, we do collect gifts for adults.
Yep.
Because let's be real, some people spend Christmas alone.
That's right.
Being alone on Christmas can be quite upsetting for a lot of people. And then throw in the fact that you're not getting anything. Like, I know it's a materialistic thing sometimes, but it can make you feel so much love that someone that you don't even know has gone out and gone, I want to give this to someone I don't know.
Yeah.
And that person's you.
That's right. Think about how you would feel.
Absolutely.
If you were in a tough situation and somebody a random person gave you something to make you feel better
exactly,
that day.
Exactly, thought you were worthy, yeah, to be honest. Because sometimes it's not about the gift, it's the worthiness of love.
Yep.
You know, it's just really, yeah, it's incredible.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
We've got great gift ideas on the New FM website, newfm.com.au. So, like, for adults, for example, like toiletry packs with deodorant, aftershave, socks and all that kind of stuff. Maybe some jewellery or some perfume. Chemist Warehouse, for example, always half-price perfume. Like, come on.
It's a deal. Chocolates, you
for
know.
For teenagers, beach towels, sporting gear, sunnies, gift cards. For the little ones, like Barbie dolls, Hot Wheels, buckets and spades. Lego.
Oh, my God.
Lego for a kid. Come on. So you can drop these off to our giving tree at Westfield Katara, level 2 opposite Angus and Coote. These will be distributed by Samaritans.
We would do a great job.
It is actually, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And, of course, if you wanted to do, like, when you're at Westfield Katara, you can also get a photo with Santa.
Oh, how good.
You know, there's all sorts of great stuff happening there at Westfield Katara.
They've also got the great Westfield Plus Giftmas giveaway happening at the moment as well.
Oh, cool.
So if you need Christmas shopping, go to Westfield, enter the giveaway, and then grab something little.
Yeah.
You can go into Kmart, and they've got the toy section there. Some of the toys are like $5. And I know that can be a lot of money for some people, understand that. But if you've got $5 spare and you want to make a little one's Christmas, done.
It's think of the smile on their face.
Yep.
And that's all the return you need.
The smile on their face and the gratitude of the parents.
That's
as
right.
Well.
You two gifts, one gift.
Yep.
If you will.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's enough to be said on that.
We're preachy, but to be fair, it means a lot to me. In particular, we grew up not having a lot of money. Luckily, we were never in the position where we had to rely on this kind of thing. But we saw a lot of families growing up in housing commissions surrounding us who were in that position, and it's not nice.
Yeah.
So if you can help a family, please do it.
Anyway.
Yeah, 105 minutes commercial free. On the way with Tyler.
The Veronica's on the way.
Pop rock goodness from the 2000s.
Isn't that
good? Don't you love it?
Iconic, isn't
superb.
It?
Superb.
Also, these peckerheads have woken me up in the middle of the night.
This is the song I heard. I pulled into my street in Mayfield.
Oh, mate, I heard every song.
And I'm just like, is someone playing Five Songs incredibly loud?
No, they played every song.
Track.
I even heard them, you know how like they interact with the crowd and they're like, cheer now, and the crowd cheers. Woo! And they're like, louder. And then the crowd would cheer. And then they go, louder. And I'm like, shut up.
Quieter.
Yeah. I'm trying to sleep over here.
All right,
exactly.
Five Songs are on the way.
I had no boomer though. I ain't whinging about loud music. What are you talking about? Also this. You can turn this one up, I'll let you know.
Lovely.
Absolutely, I'll do that.
Anytime.
So you guys, it's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial free. It's coming your way in minutes. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tonight as well at Not So Silent Night if you're heading to Hunter Valley Garden.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It's going to be great. We'll catch you later, guys. Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Show's done.